It's the first recall of state lawmakers in Colorado history, and the swearing-in ceremony attracted a lot of well-wishers to the Senate chambers. The crowd listened attentively as George Rivera and Bernie Herpin promised to faithfully perform the duties of state senator.
To the best of my ability.
Best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Mazel tov.
Colorado Springs Republican Bernie Herpin replaces Democrat John Morris. Herpin is a retired military officer and says he plans to restore citizens' rights, make Colorado more business-friendly, and protect children. He called his election humbling and says he will never forget the lesson of this summer.
This is truly a government of the people, by the people, for the people, and we serve at the pleasure of those we represent.
Thursday's ceremony was the culmination of an intense multi-million-dollar recall campaign that drew large out-of-state donations. Pueblo Republican George Rivera replaces Angela Jaron, who was ousted by a sizable majority in a Democratic district. Rivera quoted from the Bible and thanked his family and supporters.
My good friend Jenna said, "Don't get emotional." Can't help it.
Stricter gun laws passed last legislative session, including universal background checks and a limit on high-capacity magazines of more than 15 rounds, spurred the recall effort. And while the incoming lawmakers didn't mention gun control, it wasn't far from anyone's minds. Republican Representative Chris Hulbert of Parker says next session he plans to try and repeal the magazine limit.
That was not a good law. It's not good for the people of Colorado. And I think that's what has brought the most pressure upon the current majority. People in Colorado would like to see that bill repealed.
Democrats still hold a majority in both chambers and say they're proud of the gun laws and have no plans to scale them back. Senate Minority Leader Bill Cadman of Colorado Springs says he hopes lawmakers can move beyond the bitter legislative session and renew relationships.
And serve the people of Colorado as a body united, not a partisanship that is divided.
Democratic Senate President Pro Tem Lucia Guzman of Denver presided over the ceremony, but no other Democratic lawmakers were there. She says she felt a bit melancholy and isn't surprised her colleagues didn't show up.
There was certainly a sense in my heart of sadness, reminiscing about my colleagues who sat there and who sat there.
Guzman says her side lost, and now it's time to get on with things. Next up will be the election of a new Senate president to replace John Morris. Democrats say they hope to wrap up the election within the next few weeks. Senate Majority Leader Morgan Carroll of Aurora is considered the frontrunner. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Capitol coverage is funded by the Gill Foundation's Gay and Lesbian Fund for Colorado, a proud supporter of local organizations like the Colorado Department of Education and its programs to prepare and inspire the next generation of science, technology, engineering, and math teachers.